This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israeli forces had unleashed the second phase of the Gaza war as they pressed ground operations against Hamas militants vowing to destroy the enemy above and below ground. The UN Human Rights High Commissioner Saturday spoke against the ground invasion. VOA's Jeff Custer says he told a news conference it will have catastrophic consequences.
In a video address from Geneva Saturday, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said the bombing Israel carried out in Gaza over the previous 24 hours was the most intense yet, and he said taking out the telecommunications in the area put civilians in grave danger. He called for a cessation of hostilities.
Continued violence is not the answer. I call on all parties, as well as third states, in particular those with influence over the parties to the conflict, to do all in their power to de-escalate this conflict and to work towards the goal where Israelis and Palestinians can fully enjoy all human rights and live side by side in peace.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
More than 20,000 people marched through Johannesburg on Saturday to celebrate Pride, singing, dancing, and making their support clear for LGBTQ plus communities across Africa who cannot be open safely and whose relationships have been criminalized.
I came to South Africa for safety. I'm seeking safety. Like, I'm not safe in Uganda because I'm gay. So, like, in Uganda, everyone knows it's not right. It's illegal to be gay.
Uganda introduced one of the world's harshest anti-gay laws.